My message this morning is synergy. Now, I'm not talking about the bank, though there is a bank called Synergy. But if you go on the definitions, a real quick definition was working together for a greater effect. That's what synergy is all about. It's not just a bank, and it's not just a fancy word. The example of synergy is all around us. Look at your car and look at your body. I'm going to use those two. You drive a car. Do you drive the wheels? No. The wheels are a very important part of the car. Do you drive the engine? No. The engine is a very important part of the car. You drive the whole system. The whole system. And a good thing, cars are getting more and more sophisticated, becoming more safety oriented. You know, if you're texting, which you shouldn't be doing when you're driving, and you go across on the lane, what is it doing? Most cars now beep, 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 beep. You get too close to a car, it begins to send a signal. You back up. The car is getting more and more sophisticated. But it's still a system. It's still a synergistic system. All the parts come together to make it a separate entity in itself. Now, I know you've heard this story many, many times. The finger's no good if it's just cut off and put on the ground. It looks grotesque. And it's not part of anything. It's gone. But when it's together in the other parts of the body, there's a miracle that happens. Each of us have a purpose in life. The body is a synergistic system. All of us work together in our bodies, whether we believe it or not. So my message this morning, no matter who is standing here in a year from now, don't underestimate your gifts. The body of Christ is working within each and every one of you and of me to go out and do what He wants us to do. Use those gifts. Be part of a synergistic system. Not described in this world, but as according to the world to come. Be one in spirit with each other. May we use our gifts and talents in Christ Jesus. Let us pray.